Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader 365. Today is Wednesday, February 21st, 2018. As I talked about yesterday in rule number 3, go by yourself. You have to be a team of one. You have to not be afraid to get out there. You are there for a reason. And in going by yourself, being by yourself, walking around by yourself and encountering people, well, that makes you present in the moment. And being present in the moment is absolutely the best thing you can do for anybody that you encounter. And why? Because you do not know what is around the next corner, what is around the next cubicle, the next office, the next department. And why don't you know that? Because you're not prepared. You're going out there not prepared. You're not prepared to deal with the issues that, or comments or concerns that arise as you enter from one building to the next, or you go from one cubicle to the next, or the next office, or the next department or group or team. No, you're not prepared because there's no one scouting ahead of you and telling you, oh, well, as we get into the accounting department, be sure you... No, you're not doing that. You're going to have to take... You're going to have to, off the cuff, you're going to have to be prepared to not be prepared, or to prepare for the unexpected. There we go. Be prepared for the unexpected. But don't be prepared for the issues, comments, or concerns that are coming because you don't know what they are. And when you travel that way and when you move around that way, guess what? You're going to be a bit more genuine. You're going to be a bit more authentic. You're going to be a bit more real. You're going to be a real leader. Someone who is not afraid to tackle the issues because, again, he or she is not afraid to get out there. He or she is not afraid to walk around and talk to people, and meet everybody in the organization, whether they're in your direct area of responsibility or not. That's besides the point. You're still a leader. You still have to meet people. You still have to shake their hands. You still have to greet them in the morning. You just can't nod your head year in, year out, day in, day out. For years, until you retire or that person retires, and all you did was just nod your head, you don't even know their name. That's just wrong. If you don't know their name, and you know you've been there 5 years, and you pretty much sure know that they've been there just about as long as you have, you just say, you know what, this seems terrible. I don't remember your name. That's all you have to do. Step up. And guess what? That person might feel a little offended at first, especially if they know your name. But guess what? Now they know what you're made of, that you're not afraid to admit when you made a mistake. So get out there and say hello, greet people, meet people. And expect the unexpected, because, again, not being prepared to deal with those issues makes you more real, more genuine, more authentic in your leadership, because you're not afraid to do that. Today is Wednesday, February 21st, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365. I'll talk to you tomorrow.